I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative networks, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, to be sure. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And So let's dive in, shall we? I think we should begin with the thing that I was thinking of yesterday. Couldn't quite put my finger on it. But I want to, we'll go through some of kind of the, you know, what's going on these days, how wild and dystopic. There are some articles, you know, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, for example, and see this article from the Gateway Pundit: Colombian president's son arrested for money laundering. U.S. DOJ is too corrupt to do the same to Hunter Biden. These are interesting times. The president's son is in the crosshairs. The two allegedly front-running candidates for president in 2024 have criminality and allegations swirling around them. There seems to be some legitimate smoke and probably some fire. And again, you know, I always think of that, you know, Biden's conversation, the conversation with former Vice President Joe Biden. And, you know, And Michael Carpenter over at the Council on Foreign Relations. And I just, we play the clip. No matter how many times we play it, I'm just dumbfounded. How did this guy get elected? I said, you know, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting it. I'm leaving here in, I think, about 6 hours. And if the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. That is an admission of a crime. And he's bragging about it at the Council on Foreign Relations. Well, son of a gun. He got fired and they put in place someone who was solid at the time. So that's how wild and dystopic. But we'll get into more. I want to talk about the PGA Tour LIV Golf stuff. you know, the way maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that. Golf Digest had a couple of articles over the last couple of days that were interesting. Yesterday, Tiger Woods added to PGA Tour policy board as players seek new governance and transparency measures. And I've never been a fan of the word governance in America. I think, you know, historically, traditionally, we think of government as of, by, and for the people. Governance to me sounds like at, on, and to the people, in contrast. Anyway, there's this policy board issue, and there was the controversy earlier this summer with the proposed merger between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. And the way the story goes in simple terms, I think, is there was all of this litigation, and since the Saudi PIF, the Public Investment Fund, has billions, you know, basically money to burn, and the PGA Tour is not quite so well positioned, the idea was to embrace your kidnapper so he doesn't kill you, kind of thing. You know, this is a way to ensure the legacy of the PGA in a sense. And, you know, I wonder, you got all of this stuff. And, you know, then the other article was Phil Mickelson, colon, no LIV player wants to return to PGA Tour. Tour owes LIV Golf members a public apology for slander. Phil Mickelson continues to tarnish his own reputation and legacy. You know, it's like he can't run the currency of his own legacy down fast enough. And it's interesting, in the article, Mickelson, it should be noted, received disciplinary action from the PGA Tour for attempting to recruit members to the Saudi-backed circuit back in March 2022. In the fallout of his controversial comments about Saudi Arabia and leveraging the tour, Mickelson said he was taking a personal leave of absence from the game during this time. According to the lawsuit brought by Mickelson and other LIV golfers against the tour, Mickelson applied for reinstatement in June 2022. A request that was denied after Mickelson violated tour regulations by participating in LIV Golf's inaugural event in London. So, according to the lawsuit brought by Mickelson and other LIV golfers against the tour, Mickelson applied for reinstatement in June 2022. Is it me, or is that the most glaring irony of the controversy as far as he's concerned? Now, the point here is not to talk about golf or to get excited about stuff. The point here is it me, or does it seem like everything in America is going to hell in a handbasket at breakneck speed? I think, you know, when you look at this controversy and people say, well, you know, we got to hug our kidnappers, the AI argument. It will kill us, but if we merge with it, maybe we'll live. Doubtful, but, you know, for how long? So in thinking about this and looking at these two articles, here is the point as it relates to this broadcast and kind of the subject matter at hand and how wild and dystopic. I think if you go back to the generation of folks, most of those folks anyway, the guys who paved the way for all of this coddling and nonsense, it's not everyone, but it is, I would say, endemic, and it's representative of the broader cultural issues that we are experiencing, I think. I think if you go back to that generation of folks who paved the way for the millions and millions of dollars, you know, the folks who drove around the entire country in station wagons, husband and wife with small child. There were a few of those folks back in the 60s and 70s in particular. Back in the days when Ben Hogan told his wife, "I'm going to try one more time. If it doesn't work out, I'll hang it up. I promise." Back in those days, if you go back and get those guys and you say, "Oh my gosh, look what's happening. These guys are trying to do XYZ. We have to merge with this thing or, you know, the PGA Tour will go away." I bet those guys would have said, "You know what? Take it." And they would be willing to walk away at any moment because they had that kind of character. They don't need to make deals with their presumed enemy, you know, to keep the, you know, this thing that they are, you know, they didn't, their identity wasn't invested in it. You take someone like a Ben Hogan, for example. Look at what Byron Nelson did. If you're not familiar with Byron Nelson's career, look at his career. And what year was it? In the mid-40s. When he won, what, 11 in a row? Which is unheard of. And he basically kind of unlocks the key to golf, and you know, he can win whenever he tees it up. And he said, "I was just trying to make enough money to buy the farm. I wanted to buy a farm. Bought the farm, hung up the clubs." Take those guys and, you know, none of this controversy exists these days. We talked about the Barbie movie a little bit today. I expect we'll do that again today. And the point, you know, same thing. The point was not, you know, the problem is, and I think Lark in Texas would agree wholeheartedly with me, the problem is we're talking about it all. We're talking about it all. Whatever it is, we're talking about it. We shouldn't be talking about it. I guarantee you, the Amish community doesn't know that a Barbie movie was released or that an Oppenheimer movie that's been in the works for years was released. Don't care. The medium is the message, and that is a much broader concern. The medium is the message. So we're talking about it. And that's not necessarily healthy or good. All right, so let's move on. I think a great companion to the Breitbart intro is the thing that I couldn't think of yesterday. It's the YouTube short titled, "If Straight People Talked Like LGBTQ." Can we play that, please?
"We're straight. First of all, I want to tell you that I love you. I see you. I hear you. And I just want to spread some straight joy, because being straight is special. It's divine. It's divine. Yet even though people are out to get us and attack us and that straight people are the ones that experience the most violence in this country, I just want you to know that you will make it through this because you're divine. And I also really want to know, what's your favorite part about being straight? Like, tell me all the things that you love about being a straight person, because I know that for me, it's given me all fulfillment and joy and satisfaction to be straight. So just know that I see you. I love you. We're not going to be erased. I love you, my straight friends."
Is that not the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard? It sounds ridiculous when you hear it that way, doesn't it? So, you know, I've been asking lately, I'm thinking, when I think about all this stuff, you know, we should do the thing we shouldn't do so that we can save the thing that doesn't necessarily be need to be saved in the case of the PGA Tour? Why does it have to be saved? Why does everything have to be saved? Don't get me wrong. I appreciate the PGA Tour despite its, you know, origins, controversial as they may be. I appreciate the way that they have held on to heritage and tradition and tried to hold the line, you know, not afraid to poke fun of itself from time to time in movies, for example, and have a little fun, but still walk the fine line of not being too stuffy, but not jumping on every cultural bandwagon that comes along that is that has us in cultural decline. I think that's a very, very delicate balance, and I think that the PGA has done a pretty masterful job over the years of trying to maintain that delicate balance. But, you know, does that mean it has to be saved? The question is, who's in charge? Who decides? And I think all of this gets back, again, to the, you know, to me, the Ten Commandments. Even if we weren't looking at it on the courthouse lawn or courthouse walls, I think driving by and seeing them, you know, having that faded into the walls, as the Bill Gates would say, you don't notice it, but it's there. It has an impact. And if we still were operating based on the Ten Commandments, that would clearly indicate who's in charge, who decides, generally speaking. The end justifies the means, dear comrades. We must do this thing that we shouldn't do in order to, you know, we need to get away from that kind of stuff. Anyway, I appreciate the If Straight People Talk Like LGBTQ entry. I think it points out the absurdity of some of the nonsense that we are being subjected to. And the irony is, when you think about it, when you really think about it, if your assessment is based just on, you know, headlines and mainstream establishment media channels, then actually what real Cali Fontanella is talking about is what's happening, and the truth is gaslighted. We get the impression, you know, I would say in a very real sense, from a cultural context, what we're seeing is asymmetric warfare in terms of propaganda. Because the message that you get is that there is this group of people, it's a very, very small group of people, but it's much larger. That message is amplified. That's repressive tolerance. And, you know, part of the Marxist bent. And what does Marxism represent? It's the anti-God impulse in simple terms. It is the anti-Christ impulse. It attacks Christianity. It wants to silence that. That's Marcusean repressive tolerance. We have to silence this and make sure that this is the only thing. We amplify this so that this is the only thing you hear. And the truth is gaslighted, and more, I think people are feeling cornered in, you know, Martin Seligman sort of fashion, learned helplessness, cornered and attacked and assaulted on the regular with really no apparent legitimate justification. Hey, can I just be left alone? What do I have to do to be left alone? And at some point, Martin Niemöller's words are going to, you know, we're going to bump smack into those. How much capitulation until eventually there's no one left to speak out and speak up? Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
And so it begins. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. Representative Boebert's resolution to impeach President Biden did not get the privilege status that she was hoping for. Privilege status would have forced the House of Representatives to vote on the resolution. Instead, the impeachment was sent to committee. Technically, that means that the investigation has begun. But many bills and resolutions never come out of committee and effectively die. I don't understand why an investigation is needed. President Biden stood at a podium and told us that all of his constitutional advisors said the eviction moratorium during COVID was unconstitutional, but he was going to do it anyway.
What does that mean?
Like me, Biden is bound by an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And he openly admitted on camera that he was not going to do that.
Okay.
That alone
impeach
any office holder at any level, regardless of party affiliation. If you own firearms, you need carry insurance.
I'm trying
to get the most affordable carry insurance on the market.
Context.
Tactical. And save 10% by using code
Lighthouse. Oh, is she talking about the
ProtectWithBiden.com
thing?
Until next time, Cephas Pashem.
I don't either.
Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance?
Now we know.
Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy
steps. It's too cryptic.
All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee easy steps or your money
we'll
back.
Get to
go
it.
To
Don't
avoidincometax.com.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, you know. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
So we need to get back to the Barbie thing because it has broader implications, and I feel like I want to tease a little bit you know, as I said yesterday, is a movie just a movie? I mean, that's what people will say. It's just a movie. And I think we've had the same influence in art, basically. I mean, that's why so many of the theosophical folks and CIA types have been authors, like, of children's books. Guys like Roald Dahl, for example. Intelligence, you know, secret agent guy turned children's author, which is weird. And he's not the only one. In chaos magic sort of fashion, the idea is to create, to sort of affect an alchemical transformation in people en masse. And you can do it with books. Remember, I mean, growing up in the mid-20th century and on, you know, books that were questionable, and you know, so many of the things that pushed cultural boundaries that now seem stuffy and conservative and old-fashioned, but were very controversial just a few decades ago. So there's a concept. I'll just throw this out here right now before we get into the Barbie stuff again. So what's the big deal? You know, is it really, I mean, do we really have to make a big deal about this? And I think we do. You know, maybe we should play the clip of Alan Watts saying, you know, I had a friend who said, don't watch the television. Why? There is a thing called a mirror neuron. Do you know what a mirror neuron is? Wikipedia says a mirror neuron is a neuron that fires both when an organism acts and when the organism observes the same action performed by another. Thus, the neuron mirrors the behavior of the other, as though the observer were itself acting. Mirror neurons are not always physiologically distinct from other types of neurons in the brain. Their main differentiating factor is their response patterns. By this definition, such neurons have been directly observed in humans and primate species and in birds. A mirror neuron. We call it aping sometimes. And then, you know, you quickly drift into the 100th monkey and Lamarckian epigenetics and this kind of stuff. Mirror neurons. And you wonder, you know, why are people so pervasively influenced by things they observe? Well, here you go. We are told that, you know, if you're going to, you know, so many people have done hot takes and other videos on the Barbie movie, critical assessments. And everybody says, you know, those who have done those kinds of assessments say, if you're going to watch it critically. Some say, don't let young girls watch it. If you're going to let your teenage girls watch it or whatever, maybe wait till it comes out on video. I wouldn't pay for it. And then, you know, so you can pause it and talk about it. But still, is the mirror neuron being influenced in the brain? And if so, what does that mean? What are the implications of that? Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. All right. I want to get back into the video, and then we'll talk about it or whatever. We'll see. But the video that we started playing yesterday, Subliminal Messaging and Barbie Movie Reaction Review Conspiracy Film Theory by Little Light Studios. This is over at YouTube. And the chapters of the video, you know, there are chapters now. Intro, Greta Gerwig, backstory, Gnosticism, the world, the Bible, shaman, Barbie, enlightenment to fine and Gnostic movies. So the Gnostic undercurrent cannot be overstated, and there are anti-biblical undertones throughout the movie. The problem that I have with most of the reviews that I've seen, other than the Little Light Studios video that we're going to dive back into. And we'll start it from the beginning so that we can get the first few minutes, including the Greta Gerwig backstory. Problem I find with the other videos is that they're mostly pedestrian, and they don't seem to realize how, I would say, sinister and insidious the attack is. And so I think, you know, maybe we need look no further than Genesis chapter 3. You know, is it bad to ask questions? Wait, that's a question. Ironic. Just kidding. But seriously, you know, I believe that the devil has really one weapon, certainly one primary weapon. It's the power of suggestion. And what happens when that suggestion rattles around a little bit, drops in the slot, and then something happens? It's not the suggestion per se, it's what we do with it. And when we are uninformed or misinformed or ignorant, bad things can happen. So, you know, the serpent says, "Yea, hath God said. Indeed, has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden." The woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it." That's incorrect. He didn't say or touch it. "Or you will die." And, you know, an interesting observation in all of this, people have said, you know, from the kind of the overt messaging, Barbie is toxic femininity, and, you know, men are bad or stupid, just buffoons. And, you know, that's, some people commented, that's what happens when you, you know, Hollywood doesn't know what a real man is. You know, I kept thinking when I was thinking about the Barbie thing, you know, Barbie in contrast to John Wayne, for example. You mean Marion Morrison, Chris? Yeah. The image portrayed by John Wayne throughout his career of bravado and machismo and that kind of thing. The more subtle, I think Hollywood does understand very well what a good man is, as some people have said, and that's why Hollywood can so masterfully and precisely pick that image apart and turn it on its head in diabolical sort of fashion. The idea being that, you know, if you read the Bible, men have a responsibility and obligation, the honor and privilege of protecting women. At times, dare I say, even from themselves. Read Numbers chapter 30, for example, and you'll see what I mean. And if we understand that biblically, you know, that, I mean, like husband, father, these are, you know, a father's a type of our Father in heaven. A husband is a type of Christ, and, you know, he gets the opportunity to demonstrate, personify this selfless love, you know, the love of Christ, in a sense. You read that in certain passages. I think Ephesians 5 is one, for example. And that's a different picture. And one of the best illustrations of this in my mind is the fact that you read in Genesis 3 that Eve was the one who was deceived, and she is the one who, you know, then after this exchange that I just mentioned, verse 4, the serpent said to the woman, you surely shall not die, for God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Verse 6, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, which my marginal note just says pride, She took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her husband with her, and he ate. So she was the one who was deceived first. And then, of course, there's this exchange, you know, they're naked, and God says, hey, what's going on, guys? You know, oh, we covered ourselves. Why'd you cover yourself? You know, who told you you were naked? All this stuff is going on, the next thing you know. And the irony is, so, you know, then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, where are you? And that's not a, where are you? I can't find you. Different context. He said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself. And he, God said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, the woman you gave me to be with me. The woman you gave to be with me. She gave me from the tree and I ate. All of this, you know, blame shifting stuff going on. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me and I ate. No one's taking responsibility for themselves. So, but then, you know, we read, here's the crazy, accountability deal. You know, you read in places about God's accountability. Proverbs 42, I think, verse 11, or not Proverbs, Job chapter 42, verse 11, for example. Job's friends consoled him for all of the trouble that for all the adversity that the Lord had brought upon him. Was it the Lord directly? No, but he sanctioned what the devil, what Satan had done. You know, you can do this, just don't do that. You can do this, just don't do that. And I also think it's interesting how obedient Satan is in those moments. Well, you know, you can say whatever you want, but this is the guy, this is the author of rebellion. And he's obedient, you know, to the letter, so to speak. Anyway, so God is accountable to a fault, and we are supposed to be too. Anyway, back to the man and woman thing. Clearly it was Eve who, you know, started this whole thing, but then you read in places like Romans 5:12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men for that all have sinned. Wait a minute. You mean, you know, and continue, in case we're confused, you know, Romans 5:14, nevertheless death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. What do you mean Adam's transgression? So again, this is a picture of, you know, him basically, you know, and this is controversial, but, you know, him in a sense, in a certain context, taking responsibility for the whole thing. God put him in charge, and, you know, Eve was the helper. God gave Adam dominion over creation originally. Eve was the helper. He's responsible. And he is, you know, again, read Numbers chapter 30. And if you dispute what I'm saying, and I know it's controversial, especially these days, perhaps more than ever, if you dispute it, let me know. I'm willing to talk about it. But if you read Numbers chapter 30, I think you'll see what I mean. It's not a bad thing. It's not a condemnation of anyone. It's a picture of Christ. He is our kinsman redeemer. And so, you know, that's an interesting contrast to this messaging. I think that Hollywood does know what a good man, quote unquote, even though, speaking of Romans, there is none good, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That notwithstanding, I think Hollywood does know what a good man is, and that's why it so masterfully picks that image apart and turns it on its head and gives the thing, you know, this myth that, you know, of toxic masculinity or buffoonery. I've mentioned Terrence Moore's piece, Wimps and Barbarians, The Sons of Murphy Brown, which is about 20 years old now, published back in 2004. And, you know, Terrence Moore is a former Marine, no such thing. And so he writes, you know, this is what we're faced with in America today. Wimps and barbarians. Increasingly, it's wimps. And this is a deeper subject. I'm sort of getting off track, but one of the Gregs that was on this broadcast a million years ago, personal friend, Greg, brilliant guy, one of the Gregs, or a couple of them, two Gregs, one of the Gregs talked about a genocide of the warrior class. The genocide of the warrior class. The perpetual war destroys the warrior class. Because those guys are, you're always sending the warrior class off to fight in a state of perpetual warfare. And, you know, some of them will die. Many of the rest who don't die on the battlefield will come back shattered psychologically, effectively inert in many ways. So that, I think, has a lot to do with the bifurcated situation of wimps and barbarians, increasingly wimps. Why would you want to do that if you're a bad guy? And so, you know, he talks about, Terrence Moore talks in his piece, Wimps and Barbarians, The Sons of Murphy Brown, about the false choice that ladies are relegated to, wimps or barbarians, and they'll choose barbarians to protect them from other barbarians and things, but it's not a real choice. It's a great article. I still recommend it. The ancient barbarians did little except fight and hunt. The modern barbarians do little besides play sports and pursue women. They don't even do that anymore. We got the, you know, I talked about that recently. To be sure, they have other amusements, but these activities do not, as a rule, require sensibility or thought. Indeed, typical barbarian pastimes like drinking mightily and watching WWF wrestling seem expressly contrived to stupefy the senses and nullify the intellect. Barbarians, not surprisingly, listen to barbaric music. Alan Bloom famously identified rock and roll as the music of sexual intercourse. And so continuing, Terrence Moore writes, it was no accident that the progenitor of the rock and roll revolution was nicknamed the pelvis. Equally basic but fundamentally different are the passions enlisted by modern rock without the roll, that is, heavy metal. It is certainly not the music of intercourse, at least not of the consensual variety, since girls and women generally hate it, and with good reason. It is impossible to dance to. On and on. Anyway, and then of course, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Theodore Adorno was the guy who told us that, you know, he spilled the beans and said that the purpose of modern music is literally to drive the listener insane. So, you know, maybe these cultural influences are not healthy. And this all sort of, you know, how wild and dystopic, this all sort of reminds me of the message forwarded by Lark. The title is The Router is the Weapon. It's posted on Facebook by, what is it, Haynes Canaris? And, you know, this gentleman apparently has realized, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that they have been using us to buy this stuff. And of course, it has an effort justification aspect of it. You know, the IKEA effect, some assembly required makes you drag this crap around for the rest of your life. No, it's valuable because I wasted 30 minutes of my life assembling furniture, worthless garbage furniture. So there's an effort justification bias effect at work. We're buying these things, we're using these things that are designed to kill us. That's how wild and dystopic. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Welcome back. You you know, another interesting subject for a later date is the immigrant discussion, the illegal immigration stuff. You know, there is a I would say a coercive engineered migration effort underway, and there are different sort of iterations of it in, you know, LIHOP, HIHOP, MIHOP sort of fashion. But what's interesting, again, speaking of the psychological or the meta implications of things, I think we should be asking questions. What is this, you know, in kind of in the post-Bernaysian era, what is the message that is, you know, sought to be imprinted on me with this stuff, if we're even looking at and listening to this stuff? So what is our view of immigrants generally? And then at the same time, there are folks, you know, for technology things and other things, there are some other interesting things going on that we don't actually hear about. Maybe we'll talk about that later. There are a number of, you know, and, you know, Ralphie May used to remind us, you know, they ain't taking your job. They ain't taking our jobs. They're doing the jobs you don't want anyway. That's an interesting discussion. My understanding is that there are some folks here from other places who were doing just fine in those places. They decided to come here for reasons other than, you know, financial gain, because it's actually to their detriment to be here. So then why are they here? And it's not the usual kind of thing. I'm not talking about Chinese students and stuff like that. Talk about other folks from other places. But what is our view of folks? This is the melting pot of the world, we're told. And what is our view of immigrants generally? It's always been terrible. Look at all the slurs that have been used for virtually every group. You're not from here. Well, neither were your parents, so, you know, good grief. It's insane. And that's been a thing, you know, since the early days of Edward Bernays and before, to propagandize us, to get us to attack, you know, basically kind of the fountainhead of American culture and work ethic and ingenuity and those kinds of things. That's schizophrenic. So we're about to head into the second hour here. Maybe I'll give you a little bit of the post, Haynes Canaris's post, when we come back. We're definitely going to play the Barbie thing so we can get that out of the way and talk about it. The Gnostic Barbie movie. What could possibly go wrong? Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You can't can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.